All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite 2 a.m. radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 a.m. KBFI and beautiful Bonner's Ferry, 1400 a.m. KSPT in somewhat sunny Sandpoint. It is a beautiful, almost spring day, a perfect day for St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, I'm Bobby O'Witty, and at least I am Bobby O'Witty on St. Patrick's Day. And in my personal religion, St. Patrick's Day is a holy day of obligation, meaning that this afternoon I am obligated to go to McDuff's. It's their 16th anniversary. I'll talk more about that in just a moment. But anyway, it's North Idaho Thursday, St. Patrick's Day edition. We've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll meet the new sports writer for the Bonner County Daily Bee. Trevin Pixley will be with us, chatting with him about where he comes from and how he likes Sandpoint and stuff like that. Local sports. Couldn't get any better. We'll be doing that in a couple minutes. In our second segment today, we'll meet Nova Layton and Liz Evans with Ivano's Catering. Of course, Ivano's restaurant closed a little bit ago, and they've now resurfaced as Ivano's Catering. We'll find out what it's all about and how you can once again get some of your favorite Ivano's dishes. And in our final segment today, we'll welcome back our buddy Ken Hunt. He is with the Sandpoint Veterans of Foreign Wars, the VFW. They've got a new program they'll be telling us all about. But before we get to all of that, what else is going on? Well, I mentioned McDuff's today at the Beer Hall. Music by an Irishman himself, Brian Kelty, will be playing. Excuse me. And they have the 41 food truck, which is all organically grown produce and meats and things from right here in the Sandpoint area. And they are having a St. Patrick's Day flavored menu at the pub. It is their 16th anniversary of the brew pub, and they have, of course, corned beef and cabbage and some kind of a St. Patrick's burger and, you know, all kinds of great stuff that's happening at McDuff's. Happening this weekend is the 16th annual Fly Fishing Film Festival. The Fly Fishing Film Tour is back, and it will be showing at the Panada on Saturday at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 5:30, and it benefits Panhandle Trout Unlimited. You can go to their website and get tickets, or go to panada.org for more information, or you can get tickets at the North 40 Fly Shop. Go out there and see our good buddy Glenn LeFay. Get some fly fishing tips and buy your tickets. Sunday night at the Long Shot on right here on Highway 2, and Boyer Vetiver is playing. They're from Northern California, and it's brought to you by the festival at Sandpoint. Showtime is at 7:30, and that band features a bass player who used to play with Jackson Brown. He also happens to be my son-in-law, so maybe we'll see you there. Tickets are $15 in advance and $20 at the door. For more information on Vetiver at the Long Shot, info at festival@sandpoint.com, or just call the office. Paddler's Ale House, the new brew house out in just off of Kootenai Cutoff Road, Vermeer Drive, is having a St. Patrick's Day shindig today. It starts right now, 12 o'clock. They have 3 o'clock music will start by entertainer is Huck L. Berry. Starts at 5 o'clock. Huck L. Berry. I'm not sure if the rumor's true that he's related to Chuck Berry, but it's unsubstantiated. Chuck L. Berry. Actually, he plays at 5 o'clock, and it says here, come dressed for the occasion, you get $1 off each beer. And just wearing green doesn't count. So I don't know. You might want to go over there and check it out. Pondere Winery tomorrow night. Two Rivers Jazz will be playing from 5 until 8. The Eagles Club tomorrow night hosts Cobra Jet celebration of 10 years of super hard rock. local rockers Rapid Lightning will open the show. And Spokane death metal act Torn Open will make their Sandpoint debut. That's at the Eagles tomorrow night at 8:19 tomorrow night. Kenny James Miller Band, not to be confused with the Steve Miller Band. It's the Kenny James Miller Band, 9 o'clock till midnight. The Winery will host Brian Jacobs this weekend, a winery favorite, from 5 until 8. So that's part of the stuff that's going on this St. Patrick's Day. Going on this show, we'll meet the new sports writer with the Bonner County Daily Bee in just a moment. Also, we'll be talking to Ivano's Catering and the local VFW, so stick around.
BF Quick Lube at the top of the South Hill does more than just lubes and oil changes. They do them quick. Just stop by or call and make an appointment at 208-267-7481. Along with regular maintenance, BF Quick Lube can handle most of your other auto repairs. BF Quick Lube would like to take this time to say thank you to each of their customers for putting their trust and support in their services year after year. For a quick lube and oil change and so much more, visit your friends at BF Quick Lube on the South Hill in Bonner's Ferry.
Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet has added ReadyWise Survival and Emergency Foods to their line of food and storage supplies. They also feature preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, plus ammo and knives. And, of course, Grunberg Sloss carries U.S. and world coins, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Sloss Collector's Cabinet.
North 40 Fly Shop and the Panhandle Chapter of Trout Unlimited present the Fly Fishing Film Tour, Saturday, March 19th at the Panada Theater in Sandpoint. The Fly Fishing Film Tour takes you on amazing fishing adventures from around the globe. Spring is on its way. That means fishing is near. So come out and join us and get energized. One night only. Doors at 5:30 and film begins at 7. There's plenty of door prizes and raffle items. Don't miss out. This is a cash-only event, so come ready to win big. Get your $15 advance tickets available online at flyfilmtour.com or at the North 40 Fly Shop in Ponderay. Tickets are $18 at the door. All proceeds benefit Trout Unlimited. See you Saturday, March 19th, for the Fly Fishing Film Tour at the Panada Theater in Sandpoint. For more information, go to panhandletu.org.
Hi, this is Lauren with Knutson Chevrolet. The March Mayhem sales event is on all month long at Knutson Chevrolet. You can choose from over 75 new 2022 Chevy Silverados. We've got half tons, three-quarter tons, and one tons in stock. Or get one of the last 2021 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab 4x4 LTs for only $45,628 after rebate plus tax and fees. That's 9% off MSRP. Only one at this price. Knutson Chevrolet is your family-owned, family-operated dealership since 1939 that puts customer service above all else. Visit Knutson.com to schedule your at-home test drive and even purchase your next vehicle online using ShopClick Drive. Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet. Minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polson Avenue, Post Falls. Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Of course, I requested Irish music for today, but our engineer is wearing green, so although he's got that going, I requested Irish music too late, is what the story is. I apologize.
When Irish eyes are smiling.
I don't know if you can hear that. Did you guys hear that? Got time for an Irish joke or two, maybe, today? You know, as regular listeners know, I was in Ireland for about a month, almost 4 years ago now, and I remember when I was trying to get back to Dublin to catch a plane to get home. You know, we were in some small town outside of Dublin, so I asked a local on the street. I said, "Hey, what's the best way to get to Dublin?" And he said, "Are you on foot or are you in a car?" I said, "Well, I've got a car." He goes, "That's the best way." true story, as far as you know. Anyway, speaking of stories, we have the new sports writer with the Bonner County Daily Bee with us today, Trevin Pixley. And Trevin, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
Wonderful. It's great to have you here. You know, it's one of the biggest holidays in my book of the year.
Well, you know, it's actually a bigger holiday in my household because it's my older brother's birthday today.
Ah.
So shouts out to Trey.
Yeah.
Turning 25.
Well, happy birthday. That's a big one. It's also Kate McAllister, who's no stranger to this microphone right here from the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce. It is her anniversary.
Wow.
She and Dave Lovejoy, one of my best friends, got married at McDuff's on St. Patrick's Day.
It's a big day
yeah.
for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my girlfriend's actually going to a big Ireland trip in June, so big Irish and St. Patrick's Day today.
Oh.
That's, bunch of stories.
Yeah, that's great. Speaking of stories, tell us the story of you, where you're from, and how you ended up in Sandpoint.
Yeah, for sure. So I am a Lewiston High School graduate, grew up in Lewiston my entire life, born in Utah. My dad was in the Air Force, so lived in Utah till I was about 3 years old, then moved out to Lewiston. My whole high school career, I was an athlete, played football, did wrestling, and just, I'm a true sports guy. So my whole life, you know, my dad didn't teach me about cars and things like that. We were sitting on the couch every Sunday watching Red Zone. That's what we were doing. So I grew up around sports and really got introduced to journalism through my student paper, the Bengals Purr. Sports editor there all 3 years because Lewiston, sophomore through senior. And right out of high school, I got a part-time job at the Tribune. And from there, I just constantly rose through the ranks till I got to be a social media news editor at a radio station in Lewiston, and then, you know, found my way back to the Tribune at a full-time position after taking a year hiatus at Walmart, to work at Walmart. And then after just working there for a solid 6-7 months, I wanted to get, you know, a new scene, better place to live, better summers. So I decided to come out to Sandpoint, and this is where we're at.
Yeah, hold that better summers thing.
Well, I you know, and that's kind of the thing with me was I didn't realize that Lewiston's not North Idaho. You know what I mean? And I'm putting air quotes up.
Yeah.
Because we live in Cocalala, so, and we live in the mountains, and we don't have, me or my girlfriend don't have a four-wheel drive car.
Oh, man, you have to.
Well, it was such a sudden change. Like, yeah. I got the job so quick, and there was no planning to it. So I have gotten stuck on that hill in that mountain like 3 or 4 times. And luckily, you know, because I get off so late, like, there's been just some random person that just happened to be also driving on that hill that's been nice enough to get me unstuck. But
well, that's a North Idaho thing.
It is. The people here, you know, when you say like there's nice people, you know, that just sounds like something that you say. But something that I've gathered from living in Sandpoint is the people here are tremendous.
Yeah.
Super nice, you know, willing to help, outgoing people. And I've loved the community so far. That's the
good.
Biggest thing.
That answers one of my Halloween questions was how did you like it here? So you ended up at the Daily Bee. It just seemed to us Daily Bee readers that it just happened so fast that Dylan moved back home and you were there.
Yeah.
How was that transition for you?
Well, let me tell you, Dylan has been a rock for me. So everything that I have been able to learn on the fly, Dylan has been teaching me from afar. So
that's great.
He gave me his number. He reached out to me the second that he knew that I was taking the job. And he said, you know, ask me any question that you have. And there's been nights I'd call him at 10 o'clock at night. He's there answering questions. And he's been there for me, and he's helped me out a lot. So having him there for me has been a big help. And, you know, there's great people in the newsroom. Carolyn Lobsinger,
yeah.
Great lady, great boss, super helpful. And, you know, it's made the transition from being a reporter to an editor way more seamless with having great people in the building.
Yeah. So, yeah, good for you. And what do you think of Sandpoint Sports so far, being an ex-Bengal player, one of our arch rivals for the last 100 years? I won't hold that against you. At least you got out. You made it to Sandpoint. That's congratulations. So what do you think of the sports scene around here so far?
So I wrote a column not too long ago, specifically in the winter season, because I've covered just like the later half of the winter season, and now I'm going into the spring. It seems like Sandpoint sports are on kind of a come up right now with a rebuilding stage, but they're so young and they have potential to build on that youth and be even better. I mean, the Sandpoint boys basketball team ending streaks, beating Post Falls for the first time in 9 years, winning a first league game, and they got kids that are coming back and going to be a part of that team for the next 2-3 years. And then you have the softball team, who last year took some, you know, bruises and really had a learning experience last year. They got some pieces, and they're going to be there. So it's exciting for Sandpoint sports, and I'm excited to write about it and see, you know, where they go in the next couple of years.
Yeah, you've got that great track program coming up with the Brasses coaching, and baseball season, of course, softball season with Elizabeth Hawkins, and we've got this beautiful new Memorial Field.
I know. I've heard all about it. It's been dumped in snow since I've been here. But yeah.
Yeah, I remember one of my grandsons had some Little League games there on that last year, and his parents came up from Lewis, and I just overhear them go like, how come they get this?
Well, and, you know, back to a Lewiston thing, I was just upset with the new high school that they got because they passed that right when I graduated.
Gotcha.
So, you know, it seems like all the cool stuff gets, you know, brought on, like, right after you leave, you know what I'm saying? So, and Sandpoint does have really nice, you know, amenities there. Like, their weight room is really nice, you know.
Yeah, well, with Bulldog Bench, the support group, do that upgraded for the weight room, and we put in all those treadmills for the track kids to run all winter and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a superior weight room, great facilities at Memorial Field. I was reading today about the sports complex that's down the road coming to Traverse Park, which is unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's a great sports town, a great time for you to come in at the Daily Bee. I have to ask you about March Madness. You know, it's starting right now. But you had a column this morning about, can you still get in your contest?
Yeah, so we're going to accept submissions because we're only going to be doing Final Four, winner, Final Four, score prediction, and who wins the whole thing. So we will take it up until today, or Friday, excuse me. I'm on newspaper time, you know, so today. But Friday at 8 a.m., so yeah, people can still get in on that.
And how do you do that?
You just send that information to my email at tpixley@bonnercountydailybee. It's free to enter. And if you win, you get a crisp $100 bill. And
whoa.
I mean, what's better than a free-to-enter contest where you win free money?
Yeah. So I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I'm going to. Who do you pick?
I'm picking Duke.
Really?
I think... It's almost scripted.
That would be like a Disney movie.
Almost scripted? I think it's got to be there. I think I want the Zags. I'm pulling for the Zags to win because it's been too many years where they've gotten so close and haven't won it. But I'm a Syracuse fan myself, big Carmelo Anthony fan. So we're not in the tournament. I'm rooting for Gonzaga. I like Boise State, too. I think they got snubbed at the 8th seed, but... I do like Boise State, too. I'll be rooting for them. But I'm going to take Duke because it's almost too scripted, and you can almost call that.
Yeah, well, I hope nothing against Coach K. He's unbelievable, but I've just never been a big Duke fan.
Me either.
Got to root for the Zags, but I'm more nervous than I thought I would be. I mean, early on the season, they had a couple losses, and they just blew it. No one was coming within 25 points. I'm thinking, man, this is the year. But then you watch them against St. Mary's and think, they are really vulnerable.
Well,
you know, this could be tough.
And that's what I'm saying, too. They're going to run into a really, I think, solid Boise State team if they go into the second round, and that could be an upset right there. And for the locals in that area, I mean, that's a matchup in March Madness that the people have to be excited for. I mean, even people in North Idaho, I remember when I was working at the Tribune, they wanted Boise State scores. So there are some Boise State fans around the area, even though we hate Boise State around here, I'm sure. So.
Well, I know one guy who loves them, Dave Demers, former athletic director at Sandpoint Middle School and high school track coach and former quarterback at Boise State.
Oh yeah, 100%. He's rooting for them, and he has good reason to. I think they're one of those sleeper teams that can maybe make a Sweet 16, even Elite Eight appearance.
So, what's your email again if people want to enter your contest today?
Yeah, if you want to enter that contest, it's tpixley@bonnercountydailybee.com.
How do you spell Pixley?
Yeah, that's a good question. P-I-X-L-E-Y.
L-E-Y. So there you go. Trevin, it's great to meet you. It's great to have you on your show. Let's do this fairly often.
Yeah, let's do this often. I really enjoyed it.
All right. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, we'll be switching gears and talk about another one of my favorite subjects, food. Nova Layton and Liz Evans from Ivano's Catering is with us, and they'll tell us all about how that's working out right after this.
The Coeur d'Alene Resort is proud to welcome back the 12th annual Coeur d'Alene Blues Festival. This three-day music festival brings a soulful lineup of performers, including Anna Popovic, John Namath, and many more of your favorite blues artists. Kick off the weekend with a blues cruise on Friday, then enjoy 8 hours of continuous performances at the main event on Saturday. Make it a weekend to remember with an overnight resort room package. For tickets and room packages, visit cdabluesfestival.com.
Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty is Boundary County's number one brokerage in sales for 2019 and 2020 and again in 2021. Locally owned and operated, located on South Hill and Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street to better serve the community. If you're thinking of buying or selling your home or property, think local. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty for a free market analysis today. 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty, Boundary County's number one brokerage. That's the power of blue.
The Home and Garden Show at the Bonner County Fairgrounds is returning April 2nd and 3rd. Register as a show vendor or for the business networking dinner on April 1st. For information or to register online, go to baldymountain.media. The Sandpoint Area Home and Garden Show returns April 2nd and 3rd at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. For vendor or networking dinner information, go to baldymountain.media or call 208-360-7937.
Life is beautiful. Life is grand. Let's stay healthy. Here's the plan. Vaccine time is here. There's so much living to do. Let's protect our families. It's free. Easy, too. Go to vaccines.gov. Find flu and COVID vaccines with a click. The peace of mind is priceless. We don't want anyone sick. So remember, life is glorious. Life is wow. But not when you're ill. So protect yourself now. A message from the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back here on North Idaho Radio. I'm your host, Bob Witte, or today it's Bobby O. Witte, and in honor of probably the single greatest holiday of the entire year, St. Patrick's Day. But we're not talking Irish food right now. We're going to talk more Italian food. Ivano's Catering with Nova Layton and Liz Evans. Ladies, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Doing well. Thank you.
Great. Great to have you on the show. And Liz, why don't you jump in here and tell us, you know, of course, Ivano's restaurant was there forever.
37 years.
37
yes.
years.
It was pretty sad when it closed.
Yeah. Very sad. And so it closed, building sold, et cetera, et cetera. And how did the idea of Ivano's Catering come about? And you guys are pulling it off.
Well, Nova and I have been doing the catering anyway. And I've been doing catering, you know, off and on for 30 years.
You've catered some events for the Witte family.
Yes, yes. And so when it all happened, and it was kind of sudden, you know, and so for us, it was when it came to the point that no one else was going to actually take over the catering, that's when we decided to keep it going, you know. We both had the pleasure of working with Jim Lippi for years, and it was just something that we both loved doing, and so we kept it going.
And the recipes are the same?
They are the same. We were fortunate enough to get Carl, and Carl has been there since day one.
Yeah.
Carl taught them all how to cook.
I remember him from the original location, I mean,
years
ago.
And so, yeah. So it was kind of once we asked Carl if he would come in with us, he said yes. It was kind of a no-brainer. It didn't make it scary anymore because we have Carl. I mean, that's kind of the bottom line. So
that's great. And Nova, how long have you been with Ivano's?
I think about 7 years. Oh. Yeah, it was my first job there.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
And it's great that you can continue to do that. And how does it work? It's a catering. You guys do orders to go.
We're doing catering and family style pickup.
Okay.
Catering has gotten quite big. You know, COVID kind of pushed more that direction, the family style pickups. There's not a lot of people catering this year. You know, a lot of changes have happened. So,
A lot of the restaurants that do catering, you know, are short on the employees and
too busy.
You can't send a crew to some offsite because,
So, we're pretty booked already. June, July, and half of August. So, and a lot of it's repeat customers that we've done over the years anyway. And we're real excited next week. We're gonna get our website together and we're gonna add grazing boxes to go.
Basically. Grazing, is that like grass and stuff?
No, it's a charcuterie,
gotcha.
To go. And it's just something we've done a lot of research on and that's something new that we're going to add that we hadn't had before.
Sounds perfect for the summer event of the festival at Sandpoint
to get
that and take it to the field with you.
And that's how we even started because we're so busy during festival. They asked us to come have a booth, but we aren't able to. But we thought that's when the idea started, grazing boxes to go for the festival. And so
I didn't know that. I just stepped right into it.
Yeah, yeah. So and we just got our beer and wine license. That took a couple months. So things are moving. Sometimes it feels a little slow, but it looks like everything's now all lined up.
So, Nova, what's the protocol? Like, say I want some lasagna for Saturday night. What do I do?
Yeah, so we're in the office Tuesday through Thursday. Our hours are 8 to 11. And we're there just answering phone calls, doing paperwork. If you want to put in an order for Tuesday through Friday, we do Saturday by appointment only. So because we do a lot of caterings on Saturdays.
Do you pick up, like, say, again, using the example of lasagna, do you get a platter of it? Is it hot? Is it cold? Is it what? Either way? Or?
That's up to you, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you can pick it up already cooked.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And most people do. We've even started, we have some even frozen in the freezer for last minute people or people traveling. They like to take them when they travel. So
that's good. Yeah, it'd always be great to have a lasagna in the freezer.
Yes, it's a good emergency. So
then when are pickup time? You're in the office from 8 to 11, Tuesday through Thursday. When do you come and get your food or do you arrange that? Case by case, or how does that work?
It is prearranged, but basically it's Tuesday through Friday from 3 to 6. That seems to be the right timing when people are getting off work, you know, to pick up.
Yeah.
And that's a good timing for people to pick up hot because then they can take it home and it's ready to eat.
Do you still have the original Italian salad dressing?
Yes, we do.
Creamy garlic?
Yeah. I've not been able to duplicate that anywhere I've gone. I just can't do it.
No, yeah, there's a few little secret things Carl throws in there, but he's been teaching us a lot, a lot more than we knew before.
So the office opened from Tuesday to Thursday. You can phone in your order?
Yeah.
And what is that number?
208-263-0211.
Same number as the restaurant.
Gotcha.
Yes, we did keep that.
208-263-0211. And is there online ordering or anything like that?
That we haven't started yet, but we have an answering machine. And so first thing we do in the morning is answer calls. We ask people to leave their name, their number, and we will call them back to see what they would like to order.
So besides lasagna that I mentioned, what other Ivano's favorites do you guys feature for the to-go or for catering?
So we're doing all the pastas. We do the tortellini Ivano and the pesto. We do... we're still doing salads and garlic bread. We do all of our favorite dressings, like the creamy garlic, our feta vinaigrette, and our blue cheese. And then we're doing tiramisu and dark chocolate and white chocolate mousse. We're doing, and we have some Pine Street Bakery old favorites as well.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Do they do the, make the baguettes or whatever?
We're not doing the breads, but okay. We're doing some of the desserts. And the lasagnas, we've added a couple of new ones.
Okay.
We have a seafood lasagna that we used to only do for catering, but now that's available for people. And we're also doing a vegetarian lasagna that's spinach, feta, ricotta. And both of those have...
that sounds great.
Yeah. Both of those have been turning into favorites for sure.
Yeah. That's wonderful. I'm getting hungry.
Yeah.
I know I should be eating corned beef today, but... Right. That sounds so good. When you do catering, do you stick with the same menu that I'm looking at here? Or can you... I remember Jim years ago used to... Oh, gosh, he would cater the triathlons I used to do and stuff. And he would bring his barbecue out and just, you know, barbecue chicken and things like that. Is that still an option?
Well, it's still an option. The catering menu is quite extensive. So usually we would talk to people about what their event is, what kind of food they're looking for, and then... cater to that event. The paperwork, I mean, if I sent you the whole catering packet, it'd be like 37 pages. So we just kind of tailor it to what people are looking for, what proteins they want, you know, side dishes.
And you're saying that you're fairly booked catering. Does expand on that a little bit. I mean, if somebody has a wedding rehearsal or a wedding reception coming up this summer, are you available?
The first thing,
all?
Well, we are available some days. The first thing we always ask is what's your date, you know, because we do a lot of the big events. Like we have PAFE, Panhandle Alliance for Education. That is July 23rd. We are doing Kinderhaven this year. You know, the last 2 years, it's because of COVID. They haven't, but they said they're doing it this year. And we have, you know, a couple of big weddings. We have one in... we're doing more events in Priest River also. So
good for you.
We've caught on there, so that's...
And it's got to be a bit of a relief to not do the Place in Hope during the summer, because that was a lot of effort and stuff. But Pack River Store is going to be there.
Yes, and it's going to be Pearls, and, you know, we're all friends.
Oh, yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Nova and I didn't really have, you know, our hands in there much, but we did a lot of the catering out there. So we're still hoping to do, you know, even more caterings out there just so that we can go in and sit at the bar and not be behind it. And
yeah, it is one of the great
with
spots.
With Brittany and Alex, yeah.
Yeah,
it's we're all excited for them, yeah. For sure.
Good. And again, that phone number to call them on Tuesdays through Thursdays from 8 to 11 to order 208-263-0211, or to talk to Liz or Nova about a catering and event this spring or summer, or maybe even next winter, because they're booked pretty far in advance. So,
yes.
And you have a website coming?
Yes, that's what we're working on. It's been a lot of paperwork, you know, moving the business over.
Absolutely.
We do have the Pondre Event Center.
Oh, yeah.
Which is available, you know, and we're taking over that and starting to book events in there also. So one more location.
Is that your kitchen? Is that where you're...
That is where our kitchen is. There's a little kitchen in there, but we actually rewired another room and brought in new ovens, new reach-ins. And so we've expanded the kitchen space by 2/3.
That's great.
So.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Again, that number for Ivano's Catering, 208-263-0211. We'll be looking for the website coming soon. Nova Layton and Liz Evans, thanks for joining us today. You guys did great, and we'll do it again sometime.
Thanks for having
Thank
us,
you.
Bob. Okay.
Right. We are going to take our final break for Today, when we come back, we'll be talking the Sandpoint VFW. They have a base camp grand opening coming up this weekend, and our buddy Ken Hunt is here to tell us all about it, so stick around.
It's winter. Let's face it, we all need wine. The Pondere Winery is here for you. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 12 to 8, and offer not only world-class wines made right here in Sandpoint, but also a menu of original and mouth-watering cuisine created at our tasting room located at 301 Cedar in downtown Sandpoint. Are you a wine club member? March marks the first club shipment of the year, and don't forget to reserve your library selections, only available to our wine club members. It's still winter. We can get through this together at the Pondere Winery.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
So, how's your research going?
Surprising! After I figured out the top-rated TVs in our price range, I went shopping for deals.
And who's the best?
It wasn't the internet, and it wasn't the warehouse club.
But?
It was video only. They had better deals on the Samsung, LG, and the Sony TVs that got the highest scores.
Better than online and at the club?
I know! Video only beat them all. And now we can afford an even better model for the same price. My research really paid off.
If we buy it video only.
Exactly. Otherwise, we'll be sorry.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on the best TVs, soundbars, and home theater systems. Shop around, but then make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division North of Francis, Video Only.
My daughter is Marina. Marina has a rare form of children's eye cancer, retinoblastoma. Her doctor sent us to a specialist, and then the specialist sent us to St. Jude. Within the first couple weeks of us getting here, I was just so scared. Like, I think the reality just hit me, and it kind of hit me all at once. I had started to cry, and her doctor came in, Dr. Brennan came in, and just didn't even say anything, sat down beside me, and, like, hugged me and held me while I, like, was literally sobbing. And she just said, it's going to be okay. We don't have to worry anymore. The treatment worked and we've saved her eye. This place has been such a blessing for us. There's no way we could have paid for treatment back home if we had to. We can come here and we can just solely focus on taking care of her and helping her heal.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, northidahoradio.com.
All right, we are back. Our final segment for today, this wonderful, beautiful St. Patrick's Day. And Ken Hunt is with us from the local VFW. And Ken, you got time for another, well, you didn't hear the earlier ones, the St. Patrick's Day joke. You got a second?
I have a St. Patrick's story if you want to hear it.
Well, yeah, you go first.
Well, thanks. Good news. This morning at about midnight, my grandson was born.
Oh, congratulations.
So he's a St. Patty's grandson, yeah. So we're pretty excited about that. He's a preemie. He's six weeks early. But
no
I
problem.
Think my yeah, and I think my daughter was well ready to go. She was miserable, I feel for her. But yeah, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Congratulations.
It's not a yeah, thanks. It's not a joke, but I'm super happy.
that's better than my joke. But anyway, one day Seamus went to Molly's house and knocked on the door. Molly answered, and Seamus says, Molly, me lass, I've got bad news for you about your husband, Patty. And she said, oh, what's the matter? And said, well, we worked together at the Guinness Brewery, and today at work, he fell in a vat of Guinness and drowned. She said, oh, that's glory be. That is horrible. That is horrible. At least I hope he was at least comfortable in his final moments. And Seamus said, oh, I think he was. After all, he got out twice to pee.
He's an Irish guy. Yeah, fits. Yeah. So Jameson is what I'm doing tonight. Oh. I got a nice older bottle of Jameson set aside for tonight. Yeah.
Well, good for you, Grandpa. You should
celebrate. Yeah, I'm a toast. You bet.
But that's not what we're here to talk about. Of course, you've been on the show several times over the years with the Sandpoint Veterans of Foreign War. And just real quick, for anybody who doesn't really know, what are you guys all about and who do you cater to?
Yeah, bottom line, we're about helping local veterans, number one, and secondly, helping the community. So if it meets those two criteria, we're in. We do scholarships for local kids. We're giving 4 scholarships a year now, 2,000 scholarships and 2 $500 scholarships. And that goes from Clark Fork, Priest River, a couple, you know, the alternate high school and then the Sandpoint High School in Sandpoint here. We help out with rent. We help out with firewood. We help out with trying to place guys. And we just help somebody with gas, hotel rooms. We try to teach them a fish if we can, to fish instead of giving them a fish. So we never give cash. We always give something that helps them. But and then with the veterans, this new thing we're doing right now, we just started a new website. It came out today. It's sandpointvfw.com. Try to keep it simple. It's just a placeholder right now with our address and, hey, this is how you can get a hold of us. This is when our meetings are. In the future, we're going to have our calendar, events coming up, photos, other veterans issues coming up. We get quite a bit of counseling done in our facility.
I bet.
Like today, there's a couple guys with PTSD. Then it was a group session today for an hour and a half. So that's always good to see. So all those events will stay the same. But we're going to tie in what we came to talk about was this base camp.
Yeah.
So the idea of the base camp was one of the individuals, a gentleman named Dante, who does all this counseling, said, Ken, is there a place I can go around here where I can have kind of a personal alone time with a veteran where they can go and just, okay. So we thought about it and the VFW came up with this base camp idea. And what we've done is we've taken about a third of our facility and we've made it into a living room. It's got couches, a recliner chair, multiple big screen TVs, movies, books, pool table, dartboard, and then, of course, there's Lickies, what we call Lickies and Chewies. A guy can go in or a girl, a veteran can go in and they can get a Hot Pocket, hot dogs, popcorn, candy, Cokes, water, and it's all right there. Donation, but just a place a veteran go to hang out. And that's what started this. And Dante's using it for counseling, too. Today, I was with the session with him, and we sat in the couches and all kind of a little, you know, coffee table there with magazines on it. Typical veteran stuff, too. There's cars, guns, veterans magazine. You know, typical veteran stuff, but it's awesome.
Attleboro Knives.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
That's his company.
So. So that was the genesis of how all this started. So where we came up with it, we want to continue to be active in the community. So we're going to continue to do stuff like our beer fest we've talked about but probably only do one a year. We want to do a shoot once in a while where we do a turkey shoot once a year and Army-Navy games. So right now we've got 3 big screen TVs in the facility that we're going to tie in to the web so then we can have an Army-Navy night, a Super Bowl night. If Gonzaga goes again, and we can have Gonzaga nights, but we don't have the throughput yet for our bandwidth. But anyway, so this weekend, Saturday at 10 o'clock, we're going to have our grand opening, and it's open to everybody. Just come, and you can see what we've been doing, what we've been using all the great donations for from the community. And I have to give a quick shout-out.
Sure.
The furniture, Sandpoint Furniture donated that.
Great people.
The dartboard was a gentleman named Ryan that was given to us. The Elks Club gave us the pool table. Selkirk Realty has given us donations. The Special Forces Association, Chapter 25 out of Spokane, it gave us donations. The Marine Corps League has given us donations. So the community is really, really coming around. So the idea is you can come out down on Saturday, 10 o'clock, have a hot dog, chips, Cokes, and just hang out, kind of see what we're doing, play a game of pool, see what we're doing. And we're always looking for veterans. I know the problem we're going to have with you initially getting set up is getting volunteers to keep the place open. And I know that's going to be an upcoming thing. It's going to get better with time the more we get the word out. So just people show up, communicate with veterans a little bit and have some fun, and see what the base camp's all about. And if they know veterans that need help, please let us know.
Yeah, that's great. What is it, if somebody's new to the area and they're a veteran and, you know, the socialization is great, you have meetings and stuff, how do you get information and what does it take to become a member?
Yeah, great question. There's the base camp's open for any veteran. Doesn't matter if you're a member of an organization like the American Legion, Marine Corps League, the Veterans of Vietnam, Veterans of America, or the VFW, Veterans of Foreign War. If you're just a veteran, come on in. However, each one of those organizations have specific requirements. Like the Marine Corps League, you got to be a Marine. I'm not. I was Army. The VFW has requirements. You have to have served overseas in some sort of conflict. The American Legion has their own requirements. So as far as a base camp's concerned, just be a veteran. If you want to volunteer, we're looking for two-hour segments. Just sit at the front door. We don't want you to have to worry about cleaning the floors and mopping and all that. Just keep the doors open and have a place that a veteran can sign in, hang out, and leave. And they'll just be keeping a logbook that says this when they show up.
So in case you're trying to picture where these guys are, you've driven by it 300,000 times. It's on the corner of Pine and Division, which is now a four-way stop. So
we get complaints about that all the time. We had a guy come in and ask if he had a camera because he wanted to see an accident. And no, we don't have cameras. And we're not involved in the four-way. Yeah, but we get that all the time.
It only makes sense as things get more crowded and traffic becomes real live traffic around here that become a four-way, because if you ever like come out of the Y and tried to cross Division at when schools are out,
especially certain times of day,
the middle school and high school get out roughly at the same time. The traffic is unbelievable. It has to be a four-way stop or someday probably a signal.
Well, I'll see. Knowing this area, it's be a roundabout, man. They love their roundabouts.
That has been discussed, but there isn't enough physical
space.
For a roundabout there. I mean, the one at Larch is pushing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No doubt.
You see trucks going in the middle of it all the time.
So, Ken, how does somebody find out more about you guys?
Yeah, thanks. You can get online at sandpointvfw.com. And that'll check. You can call us at 208-263-9613, and that's our local number. If somebody's not there, it goes to an answering machine. We'll call you right back. Or you can come down. We're at 1325 Pine Street, right there on the corner of Pine Division we talked about. They can just come in and check.
And when are you there?
We're normally open Monday through Friday, and it depends on who volunteers. But you can generally get somebody from 10 to noon, and we rotate. I'm hoping as we get more volunteers, we'll have more and more people be able to come in and keep the place open. But right now it's Monday through Friday from around 10 to noon, depending on when the volunteers are there. You're better off calling first. And I will say this whole event with the base camp, we do not want it to affect any of the current folks that rent from us and come in and do mm-hmm. their – so the anybody who wants to rent it for a wedding or a funeral or an event that they have planned, that will still go on and take precedence. But every time somebody's not in there, we'd love it to veterans be able to go and just hang out.
And again, that phone number, 263-9613, 263-9613. You could also email post2453VFW@gmail. So that's post2453VFW@gmail, located at Pine Street and Division right here in the heart of Sandpoint. And again, on this Saturday, starting at 10 a.m., they are kicking off the Sandpoint VFW base camp, a place for veterans to hang out with other veterans and watch some TV, grab something to eat. And if you would just want somebody to talk to. And
bingo.
Find out all the services that are available to you. Ken, thanks for joining us once again. Thanks for all you do for veterans and for Sandpoint in general. And we'll catch you at the next beer event. And
welcome, and thanks for the time.
Yeah, and we'll do it again here in another month or two and see what's going on with you.
Thanks.
All right. That's going to be it for today, and that's actually it for me this week. I'm declaring it the weekend, and everybody have a great St. Patrick's Day out there. Party responsibly, and don't drink and drive. Till next week, I'm Bob Witte, or Bobby O'Witte, and we'll see you later.
K246CU, 1450KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400KSPT Sandpoint, a Blue Sky Broadcasting radio station.